Bukayo Saka mantnis.
Bukayo Saka plays football.
Manha manpikeun Arsenal.
He plays for Arsenal.
Hiji poe, aya pertandingan badag.
One day, there is a big match.
Loba an sumping.
Many fans come to watch.
Saka lompat gancang di lapangan.
Saka runs fast on the field.
Anjeun nyobian nohkeun bal.
He tries to kick the ball.
Tiba pamain jeung parantos murag.
Suddenly, another player falls.
Saka sadar.
Saka is worried.
Pelatih ngabantu anjeunna.
The coach helps him.
Panjebatan ngagungkeun Saka.
The fans cheer for Saka.
Manha karasa had bisa mandeui.
He feels good to play again.
Pertandingan rengsku hasil.
The match ends with a win.
Loba budaya boga estial khusus.
Many cultures have special festivals.
Di India, Diwali nyata estial anu kasohor.
In India, Diwali is a famous festival.
Jalma nyala lampu jeung ngagungkeun ku kembang api.
People light lamps and celebrate with fireworks.
Dina ieu, jalma-jalma di Meksiko ngagungkeun pomaut.
In Mexico, people celebrate Day of the Dead.
Aranjeuna nyiptakeun altar sareng mut jalma anu dipikacinta.
They make altars and remember their loved ones.
Di Jepang, aya estial kembang ceri.
In Japan, there is a cherry blossom festival.
Dina waktos ieu, jalma-jalma resep piknik sareng pesta.
During this time, people enjoy picnics and parties.
Estial es Harbin teh pisan tiis.
The Harbin Ice Festival is very cold.
Jalma nganjang pikeun ningali pahatans.
People visit to see the ice sculptures.
Ayeuna seueur seniman nu nembongkeun pagawananna.
There are many artists displaying their work.
Estial budaya nambihan kabagjaan jeung sumanget komunitas.
Cultural festivals bring joy and community spirit.
Unggal estial teu unik dina jalan sorangan.
Each festival is unique in its own way.
Estial mangrupikeun perayaan budaya.
Festivals are a celebration of culture.
Aranjeuna nunjukeun ka kami kandahan tradisi anubda.
They show us the beauty of different traditions.
Estial budaya nyambungkeun jalma di sakuliah dunya.
Cultural festivals connect people around the world.
Hiji pocang, Lily angkat ka taman.
One sunny day, Lily went to the park.
Manha resep ningali manuk nyanyi.
She loved to watch the birds singing.
Dadak, maneh ningali budak nunanggal kacal.
Suddenly, she saw a boy drawing with chalk.
Mane kanji nyang seart budak lan mutus piken salaman.
She admired the boy's art and decided to say hello.
Dina ningali kaluhur teras seri nalika manha ningali mana.
He looked up and smiled when he saw her.
Aranjeuna ngamimitian nyarita ngeunaan film karesep marana.
They started talking about their favorite movies.
Aranjeuna mendakanin marana resep film anu sami.
They found out they liked the same films.
Lily nyarankeun marana pikeun nonton film babarengan.
Lily suggested they watch a movie together.
He geus sarujuk jeung Aranjeuna ngarencanakeun pikeun Sabtu.
He agreed and they planned for Saturday.
Dina akhir minggu eta, maranhana papanggih sareng gaduh waktos anusa.
That weekend, they met and had a great time.
Aranjeuna resep kanapo aranjeuna sareng janji janten rencangan.
They enjoyed their day and promised to be friends.
Ti tanggal eta, marana sok patepang jeung ngabagi loba petualangan.
From that day, they met often and shared many adventures.
Elon Musk teh hiji entrepreneurs isioner anu dipikawanoh pikeun ide-idena anu gagah.
Elon Musk is a visionary entrepreneur known for his bold ideas.
Tapi, Tesla nyang hareung halangan signikan di pasar otomotif.
However, Tesla faces significant hurdles in the automotive market.
Produksi ngalanggar Tesla, ngaganggu para palanggan jeung para investor samacan.
Production delays have plagued Tesla, frustrating customers and investors alike.
Rencana ambisius Musk nyertakeun peluncuran model anyar sareng galegan kapasitas produksi.
Musk's ambitious plans include launching new models and expanding production capacity.
Tapi, ngalika gerakan ieu bakal sasarengan sareng risiko anu tiasa mangaruhan masa depan Tesla.
Nevertheless, these moves come with risks that could affect Tesla's future.
Kompetisi teh hebring kalawan merek anu saprak aya anu investasi berat dina kendaraan listrik.
The competition is fierce, with established brands investing heavily in electric vehicles.
Kaputusan Musk og mangaruhan pandangan umum ngenan mobil listrik.
Musk's decisions also influence public perception of electric cars.
Sanaos aya tantangan, Musk tep optimis ngenan dampak Tesla kana masa depan.
Despite these challenges, Musk remains optimistic about Tesla's impact on the future.
Dina jalan nusamhna tetep pasti tapi pinuh ku potensi.
In conclusion, the path ahead is uncertain but filled with potential.
Dina minggu anu, siaran politik di Rusia parantos ngalaksanakeun parobihan signikan.
In recent weeks, political broadcasts in Russia have undergone significant changes.
Adaptasi ieu sacara prinsip salahirna dipangaruhan ku robahna lanskap politik.
These adaptations are primarily motivated by the shifting political landscape.
Sapanan pamikiran publik berkembang, broadcaster nyoba nepi ka resonasi jeung audien.
As public sentiment evolves, broadcasters strive to resonate with the audience.
Analisis percantenin siaran ieu ngaranna hasil tina pamahaman jeung sikap.
Analysts believe that these broadcasts shape perceptions and attitudes.
Pangaruh media moal teu kaungkap dina hiji nagara nu boga sajarah politik nu rumit.
The influence of media cannot be understated in a country with such a complex political history.
Pangamatang keur inundat ku saprak bombardir, mindeng kontradikti.
Viewers are inundated with a barrage of information, often contradictory.
Enomena ieu ngangkat patanyaan ngeunaan kredibilitas informasi anu dipidangkeun.
This phenomenon raises questions about the credibility of the information being presented.
Antukna, tantangan ayana dina ngamajukeun literasi media di antara masyarakat.
Ultimately, the challenge lies in fostering media literacy among the populace.
Ngajarkeun warga ngeunaan ngabedakeun kanyataan ti sejarah henteu kantos langkung penting.
Educating citizens about discerning fact from fiction has never been more crucial.
Dina lahanana nuansa politik nuju ngagantungkeun pemirsa anu had.
In conclusion, the evolving landscape of political broadcasts demands a well-informed viewer.
Dina-dina ayeuna, manbal Turki geus pinuh ku kontroversi nu narik perhatian para paman.
In recent months, Turkish football has been awash with controversies that captivated the audience.
Protes paman geus muncul tina kabodoan anu ditanggap ku putusan wasit.
Player protests have erupted over perceived injustices in refereeing decisions.
Ans ngahiji di tukang-tukang, oicing nu patali ka panitia resmi.
Fans rallied behind their teams, passionately voicing their dissent against the officials.
Dia gumbira pikeun ngalaporkeun, nyekel sagala momen intensitas.
The media, eager to report, seized upon every moment of intensity.
Argumen meletus di stadion, nyalakan debat anu semangat antara peminat sareng pundit.
Arguments erupted in stadiums, igniting a fervent debate among fans and pundits alike.
Rit antara paman jeung manajemen jadi jerona, sabab tuduhan bias muncul.
The rift between players and management deepened, as accusations of bias surfaced.
Sanajan sababaraha paman bongkeun tingkat profesionalisme anu sasalami pertandingan.
Despite the turmoil, some players displayed an admirable level of professionalism during matches.
Negosiasi antara serikat pemain sareng pejabat liga terus lumangsung pikeun ngatasi isu-isu ieu.
Negotiations between players' unions and league officials are ongoing to address these issues.
Kalayan masa depan bal-balan anu ditawarkeun ku Turki, unggal kaputusan ngangkut berat anu geud.
With the future of Turkish football hanging in the balance, every decision carries immense weight.
Sakumaha, acara ieu nunjukkeun kasulitan jeung kahayang nempel dina kaulinanda.
Ultimately, these events highlight the complexities and passions inherent in the beautiful game.